We're going to study the Maral in Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Perek Chav Hei, where the Maral discusses the challenge facing us as we try to fulfill the mitzvah of Yahavto L'Reacha Kamocha. Now the Maral is talking about the greatness of the Jewish people. The Jewish people are Tov, and the reason we are Tov is because we are a people who reach for great heights. We're a people who are not necessarily bound or tethered to this world and to the pleasures of this world. We have greater sense of what accomplishments, human accomplishments, are possible for us. We have a greater sense, an expansive sense of what we're able to achieve, of achieving godliness, no less. So we are a people who are very good. We're a good people. Ukvar nish'alnu al zeh min hoiv de gilulim. He says, we have been asked by Gentiles. It could be that the Maral had this conversation in his own life, that people confronted him, non-Jews asked him, ba'amram, saying, ki atem omrim, you the Jewish people say, ki Yisrael heim ha'uma ha'tova. You the Jewish people say you are a good nation, a good people, as he has been describing. And earlier in this Netzach Yisrael, Perek Chaf Hei, he's been saying that the Jewish people, by keeping mitzvahs, are nivdal min ha'iv de gilulim. They are a people distinct from, and their ha'ibin uplifted from, and set apart for the good, set apart from other people. That's what he has been discussing earlier in this perek, Chaf Hei of Netzach Yisrael. He says, "Ukvar nishalnu al zeh min ha'iv de gilulim ba'omrim ki atam ha'omrim ki Yisrael hei ma'uma ha'toiva." You say the Jewish people are such a good people, a good nation, a people that's toiv. In Cain, eich mishtoikikin el hara tamid. Why are they constantly driven to something that's so evil? V'lo shehem chveitzim b'ra'al misnagdim lahem b'dasam. Not that they wish evil or bring evil, God forbid, to those who oppose them theologically, people who are of a different faith. Rak ki oso asher hu amiso. Those who are their fellow Jews, their brethren, ima b'torah. That's what amiso means. Amiso means that he is a Jew who is a Torah Jew, a fulfilling of mitzvos Jew. Ima b'torah u'b'mitzvos. Mevakesh ra'asa v'lo tovasa. He finds, the Gentile says, he finds, or some of them say, we find that there are Jews who are not pursuing what's best for other Jews. That there are Jews who are hurting one another. There are Jews who are mevakesh ra'aso v'lo tovaso. They're looking out not for the best or benefit of another Jew, but rather to cause him or her some harm. V'hatorah omeres, while the Torah says, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. How can it be that a people who are so good and holy can be aggressive and hurtful to one another? V'ulayatem mefarshim, perhaps, the Gentiles might say, you Jews explain that pasuk, asher hu kamocha b'malu b'madrega, te'ahavoysoy, if he's as great as you are, if he's as special and as wonderful a Jew as you are, then you have the mitzvah of yahavta. If he is kamocha, v'chol echad roa atzma shehu yoysi b'malu. But the problem is, everyone says, no, I'm much greater than him, so he's not like me, so he's not kamoni, so since it's not kamocha, I don't have to be v'yahavta. In other words, he is saying, you might suggest that the way to look at the pasuk is v'yahavta, if he is re'acha kamocha, if he is on your level, if he's as holy and as good a Jew as you, then you have to love him. But there is no good Jew, no Jew as great as me. So the Gentile might look at the pasuk and say, is that how you Jewish people are interpreting it? Ulekach ein tzorach sheyahaves acher al ka'adkan sha'ela shalom. That's his question. Now obviously that's rhetorical. Of course that's not the way we understand the pasuk. The pasuk does not mean that you only have a mitzvah of yahavta if he is kamocha, if he is as good a Jew as you think you are. Of course not. But the point that the Maharal is making is, how is it that Jewish people can be so hurtful to each other at times? He says, this has been asked a lot. This is an ancient question about why the Jewish people are not better to each other. Why aren't we so much better than we sometimes are? We should be better to each other, as the Pasuk says. It's really unbecoming. It's very much to our detriment and our shame in the eyes of the nations of the world. When you look at some of the other communities and other people, you don't find so much contentiousness. You will definitely see people at war, but within a nation, within a tribe, they generally get on well with one another. Why, Am Yisrael, do we sometimes become so contentious? And the Pasuk says, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. So there are going to be three answers, and they are taken up by the Maharal in succession. Each answer, at least the first two, shot down pretty much. That doesn't mean it's not an answer, but it's not a fully, verifiably correct answer. It's not the whole truth. It's only part of the answer. Let's continue. V'zos tshuvaseinu al davar zeh. Our answer is as follows. Ma she'ein ha'uma hazos ba'ahava ha'echad imechov, hu etzem ha'golus. It's part of, not only part of, it is the essential characteristic of being in golus. Golus doesn't just mean not in Eretz Yisrael. Golus means not having our national entity in its healthful and correct state, in its real unity. Shehifrid Hashem Yisbarach es chibur shelahem v'chilkam v'hefitzam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu broke apart our unity, divided us up, spread us apart then not only geographically, but spread us apart in our affect, emotionally, spread us apart in our personalities, spread us apart socially, spiritually. U'ma'acha she'chilkam v'hefitzam davar zeh goyrem gam kein. By being spread apart, the golus necessarily also causes us to be of different opinions, and then disagreeing with each other, we argue and we are contentious. Were we not distinct in our, each of us in our own ways, thinking about things and expecting things and caring about things with more emphasis on the part of one person than on the other, the other person thinks that other things are more important and pushes for them, and the next person next to him thinks something else is more important and he pushes it in his way for what he believes is most important. If that would not be the case, we wouldn't be really separate from each other. We would be separate from Eretz Yisrael maybe, but we wouldn't be really in Golus. We would have the strength of unity. And that strength of unity would then not really be Golus. Those who are together and who have of one heart the same sense of things and the same, you know, sense of all of that which drives us and that makes our lives and animates our lives, if they would all be one and the same in each of us, so then we wouldn't really experience what Golus really is. There's no pizur. There's no real division. We wouldn't really be sensing and feeling the painfulness of separation from each other. We would all be, you know, together, and we would all be of one heart. And even then, living amongst the nations, we wouldn't really suffer the golos. It's a very, very huge insight in and of itself, that part of what we experience in golos is that we don't have the unity. Not because we're geographically separate from each other, but because we're not united with and through Tzion and the Beis HaMikdash, we are increasingly of separate minds and of distinct opinions. And that is just part of the Golus. But what he is saying here is that it's not just part of Golus, but it's caused by Golus. Kimashi Eshlehem Lev Echod Hu Mechaber Oysam Yachad Gzeres Hashem Yisparach Shehiyu Mechulakim. It's Hashem's decree that we should be mechulak, that we should be separated, and that we should be of therefore different minds, just as we are of different homes and of different nationalities, with host nations holding some Jews and other nations hosting other Jews. So we are very different, and we are of different minds and of different character traits, and we start then to therefore have strong differences of opinion, even machlokes, contentiousness. This being in Golus necessarily causes that we have perud levavos, that we have falling away from each other, that our hearts are not together and not one with one another. If everybody would be so kind and only want what's good for his fellow Jew and nothing else, if we had such unity and love, would that be Golus? Would we be separate from each other? Would that be diaspora? So this is, it's a fantastic answer, but is it really true? Is it fully true? Can one say that the only reason that Jews can fight and not be Mekayim V'Aftal V'Ach Kamocha is because we're in Golus? I don't doubt that that is a major and contributing factor. But as the Maral continues, he says, Heishiv al zeh, but the Gentile says, Hadvaram ha'elu bevadei ru'uyim v'hagunim l'kablam. Yes, correct, acceptable. But, im lo ha'yanira davar zeh b'sherdesh machtzav shalachem. In other words, where you come from, way before there was Churban Bayis Rishon, you had civil wars. You were difficult with each other. Before you ever were in Golus. The cause of your Golus was even, the Golus is a punishment of Sinas Chinam, in the case of Bayis Sheni. But he doesn't even go there. He only looks at Torah Shebichsav. He says, Im loy hayanira davazeh b'sherish machtzav shalachem. I look back at your biblical roots. Ki kasher hoyu b'nei Yaakov shnei masar, hoyu mekaniyim b'tzoyer acheyem. The brothers were envious of Yosef, their younger brother. Kedichsiz ve'kanu b'yachov. V'gam achakach hoyu kerach v'adasei mekanim al kuhunas Aaron. Kerach and his cohorts, envious of Aaron and rebellious. U'lekach ro'u loyem asher davazeh hu skula b'chem. You people are very contentious. You have a unique trait, but it's a bad trait. So what the Gentile would say to us is, yeah, it's true that your Golus intensifies the differences and causes the differences to grow and to be more distinct, and you have less that joins you and brings your hearts together, less than if you would be back in Israel, and back with the Beis HaMikdash and the Shekhinah rooted in and amongst you. True! But your contentiousness was there, and your sometimes absence of V'haftal Riach Kamocha, that was there before the Golus. So therefore we need another answer. Heshavti Kain. Kain hu, shehu segula b'Yisrael. It's true, you're right. Second answer. It's unique to us. You're right. We are a people who can be more contentious than any other. But you know why? V'hasatan hu megar b'yoysel laharois bayis bonu mimashe yaharois bayis mahuros. The Satan comes after us because we have such a beautiful character trait of being such a beautiful nation. That's why the Satan wants to do us in. And because we are better and greater, and because we have the beautiful bayis, beautiful house, meaning the Knesset Yisrael, that's the reason why the Satan wants to break that kinus, that gathering, that unity apart. Because we have so much that we can and should be together, and can be together, that's why the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, particularly in our case, makes sure that people of the Jewish nation will fight with each other and not get on with each other the way we should. That's why the Jewish people, who are Hashem Echad, is our only one God. And yet we were the most idolatrous nation. Why? Because we are the people closest to Hashem and closest to and the ones entrusted with the responsibilities of propounding Hashem Echad. That's the very reason why the Satan says specifically, let me cause the Jews to be idolatrous. This unique, godly people, that's why the Satan says, I'm going to get the Jewish people to be idolatrous, of all people to whom I'm going to present with the greatest Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, Am Yisrael. Why? Because they're the ones who are supposed to be and who really are the people of Hashem Echad. What he's saying is that because the Jewish people are such a unique and special and holy nation and should be able to come together and are charged with being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unique and special Am Echad, that's why the Satan tries to break us apart from each other so we can't accomplish it, so we won't accomplish what we are supposed to be accomplishing. Okay. Again, it might be true. It might be true. But again, is it passing the blame on to some force outside of us? So, skipping a few lines, Heshiv kitshuva zos hi ma'arocha al hadrush. In other words, you know, it's a great speech. It makes for a wonderful sermon, but it's not. It doesn't ring true and doesn't let the Jewish people really off the hook. Ki kol ze ani aimer mashehu Yisrael oivdim oivde gilulim avodas gilulim hu oid yisera. You're basically telling me, you know, the Jewish people are also bad by having been more idolatrous than any other people. Or, in a certain sense, more guilty of idolatry than any other people. So by telling me that you have this evil trait that you used to have before the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah was taken away from us, that you were the most superstitious people and the people who sought out gods in greater numbers, that doesn't make this any better. The fact that you had that, in addition to being difficult and contentious, what are you doing? Just telling me that there's also the other evil of Avodah Zarah? So in addition to not doing V'ahavta l'reach kamocha, the Satan also pushes you and pushes Am Yisrael uniquely to be over the Avodah Zarah. So, have you made the picture of what Am Yisrael is all about? Have you made it better or made it worse by just saying, well, just like we are, you know, Ovdei Avodah Zarah, or were until the Yetzer Hara for that was removed from us, just like we were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, we're also not Mekayim V'haftal Reach Kamocha. That doesn't really improve the situation and doesn't present an answer and doesn't redeem Am Yisrael from the accusation. Why aren't you Mekayim V'yahavta L'Reach Kamocha? So, again, let's understand. The Maral now has given us a second explanation, and it's valid, but it's imperfect. The first explanation for the fact that we sometimes don't and aren't careful with our V'yahavta L'Reach Kamocha, that we don't have the proper fealty and are not necessarily as correct as we should be with and toward each other, is because of galus. That's what galus is all about. And it's a result of galus. And that were we in a time of redemption, we would see and feel more clearly and therefore would understand each other better and be aligned with each other more truly and in a more heartfelt, correct way. True. But it still is not the whole answer. Then, here, in this second paragraph, the Maral says another idea. The fact that we are a people of such stature and with such great and holy goals and achievements that are necessarily ours to achieve means that the Satan is specifically aiming his sights on us and wants to destroy and break apart our nation and ruin our nation by breaking us apart from each other and undoing our bonds of love. And so the Satan is specifically coming at us because it is so important and it is so correct for us to be with each other, one with each other, accomplishing together in holiness. It's specifically that Lev Echad of Am Yisrael that we should have in unison that the Satan wishes to destroy. True, but still not the whole answer. It's going to take us one level deeper to a very profound thought in the third answer. Amarti im lo titen tokef l'chol advarim. If you don't accept, and these are not answers, these two are not answers of sufficient power. Hine bevadai af ki midazos magunehi ma'od. It's a terrible trait, this contentiousness. V'ro'i l'ganois ba'al midazos ki mashlim benafshay bechestron chaveira. It's a terrible trait because it basically he's describing what it is. A person feels better when he knocks somebody else. Mashlim nafshay. He makes himself feel good and appear to be better. Bechestron chaveiroi. By invoking, pointing out, and maybe even exaggerating what's missing and what's a drawback or deficit in his fellow Jew. Amnam, however, the Maral says, Midazos eino bi Yisrael mitzad ki nafsham ra'a. This is not because we are evil. Leimar ki nefesh rasha oisa ra. That's not to say that we are evil. That's not to say that we have this in our being, in our nefesh. Ki am hakadosh hazeh mitzad atzmam ru'uyim el hachashivus. The problem is as follows. He says that Am Yisrael ru'uyim el hachashivus. We are a people of greatness, of import, of chashivus. Chashivus here means a certain kind of status, of being of a holy nature, v'hamayla, being uplifted, yosi mikol ha'ev de'gilulim, more than those who are not aligned with the will of Hashem and who do not do the 613 mitzvahs. U'kedichsiv, as the Pasuk says, u'neson ha'Hashem elyon al kol goye ha'aretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a position of supremacy. Not over, meaning that we're not lording ourselves over others. No, it's just that we have a significance. We have a significance and an importance that is an importance greater than and more significant than that of any other nation. Rak, shehachet goyim. Sometimes when we are not doing what's right, we are not showing the chashivas and not acting in accordance with that chashivas because of the chet. Whatever chet it might be. He doesn't mean here the chet of Lashon Hara or the chet of violating the Haftal Reach Kamecha. He means any chet. Mikol makom etzem briyasam al tchuna zois shenafshom chashuva. Each Jew is something very chashuv. Each Jew is something of great significance and has a great, great status. Neshama shenasata bi tahirei. V'hachashuv mitzad teva atzmai. And that which a person knows about himself, that I'm a chashuv, I'm significant, I'm important, I have great status. So that person naturally is mevakesh mailo. That person wants to be of great status and wants to gain and go mechayel el choyel, wants to gain in stature. V'leitimtza ki ha-kafri hu mekane b'chashuv. He says, Look at it this way. A kafri, a simple farmer, a simple villager, is not envious of a man who is of, you know, the most cultured and of the most aristocratic level or strata in society. He might be envious of the person's wealth, but as far as envious of the person's, you know, culture, envious of the person's sense of things. The person who is a kafri, the person who is a simple villager, has no envy of the person who is of maybe much more educated much more intelligence. It's something foreign to him. It's outside of his league. Rak gibar miskani begibar. The person who is a gibar, that's how he measures himself and looks at himself for his physical prowess and power. He could be envious of someone else who has physical prowess and power. Kimosa. V'chacham, a person who is very wise, is miskani b'chacham kimoso. This is the nature of human beings. Human beings who are in a particular realm, who are in a particular category, they will have a sense of envy and wish they could be like or have some of the great qualities of others who are also in their league. V'davar zeh, teva ha-toivim v'ha-hagunim. This is the nature of good people, of proper people, who look at something that's good and say, ah, I wish I was that way myself. I wish I had all of that great attribute that that other person has. You know, people who are in the sciences, for example, you know, can appreciate each other and can say, as one scientist might say to another, wow, you know, I admire the way you found that particular or discovered that particular finding in your scientific studies, arrived at that conclusion, conducted those tests, conducted those experiments, and brilliantly arrived at what those conclusions and wrote the very brilliant paper. You know, and it's actually a good thing because it causes that kind of kinas sofrim, causes people to, you know, better themselves and excel because they look at others and say, I want to accomplish that kind of an accomplishment. But it's always within their field. So somebody who's a fantastic, you know, bricklayer, he's a master bricklayer. He teaches others the craft of bricklaying. He's not going to sit all day thinking, oh, you know, why didn't I come up with the cure for the coronavirus? I should be working on the coronavirus vaccine. That's not his realm. And it's not something that he's going to be jealous of when Emir Tzashem, somebody does develop that vaccine, right? Rak ish ra marba hamida shaloi. However, he says, the mida, that is, the sense of wanting to be a great person, if you think that you're not as great as you should be, but need to propound that you are greater than you are, that's what he means when he says, Ishra marbe hamida mishalo, meaning without gaining it and without earning it, a person tries to say and posture himself to be greater than he is. He's great and he's chashiv, but he might posture himself and try to make the claim that he's greater than he is. Lo mitzad hatchuna shenasna Hashem Yisbarach boy. That's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave anything evil or made something negative as part of who we are as Jews. Ki Hashem Yisbarach nosn b'Yisrael tchunas hamayla belvad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us only good character traits, only ma'alos, only virtuousness. Utchuna zos, tchuna tovo ruya hili Yisrael. Virtuousness and being chashuv is correct and proper. It belongs within us to feel that we are chashuv, to feel that we are proper, to feel that we are important, to have great self-esteem. V'kach yerushmam, that's what their name is all about. Shnikru Yisrael, al shem ki sarisa im elukim v'im arashim v'tuchal, shiru'uyim l'tchunasam hamayla. We have milus, and it's roi lanu. It's coming to us. It's in our DNA. It's who we are as a nation, who we were from the times of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Rak, however, habilti hagunim, those who are sometimes improper amongst us, higdilu v'hosifu al hamida mishalehem. They say of themselves and think of themselves as even more chashuv than they are, and of themselves as more chashuv than they've become. Lekinas al kol davar ma'ala v'kavoid, with envy of others who do have ma'ala, who do have honor and earned it, a osher, a kinyan, whether it's wealth, or belongings, asher yiru b'chaverehem, they see it in someone else, and they say it's fitting for them, yes, but now what's irksome is that it's really fitting for me too. I should be that person with whatever that other person has. I deserve to have that distinction, that honor. I deserve to have that place of dignity, that sense of superiority, because I'm a chashev, I'm a Yisrael, I'm Hashem's eved, I'm an eved Hashem, I'm a Jew, I'm a great being, and I should have, therefore, the status that other person has. Kasher hen medamim b'atzmam, because they imagine and think of themselves, ki hem yirshu aretz, bilvad ve'enoy dacher. So that's already taking it very, very far. But you know, the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin says that man was created, Adam was created alone because Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. So if you take the idea of Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam just one step too far, mistakenly believing that means that I am always most important, that I need to be the one most recognized, I need to be the one most achieved, most respected, because after all, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, Lekach einam chfeitzim b'malas adam hen gedula iktana. And that's why they can't abide other people being of great status and stature, because they are themselves, so to speak, envious and thinking that all envy that they have is good in its root, but then it's wrong and it becomes misplaced. They think of themselves as chashiv, which they are, but then they are envious of the fact that someone else is also chashiv, or more chashiv, and think, that's really who I should be, or that's how I should be, that's how I should be regarded, that's what I should have, that's the kind of person I should have that person's place of dignity and honor, I should be the one who's respected like that other person is, I should have that kind of a beautiful home, I should have that position of you know, being accepted or sought after by others, like he has it, I should have it, because I'm a chashev. Ve'ein safek ki midah zos geru l'ma'od. Indeed, no question. It's a terrible midah. Ach, however, hadavar hazeh yotzei mitchuna toiva hu tchunas hachashivus. He says, it comes as a result of being indeed a great person, and of being chashuv, of having status, and of having import. But mistakenly, the person who has this sense of chashivas, knowing that and feeling in his gut that he is supposed to be and is chashuv, wants more of it and feels that more of it is deserved, sees it in someone else and says, that's really what I should have. What I mean is not just materially what I should have, but I should have that sense of pride, that sense of dignity, that sense of being special. So when somebody else is special, a Jew might, because the Jew correctly feels he is special, so then he might look at somebody else and say, I should be having, and I should be regarded with that special character trait and that special regard that somebody else has. It really should be the way I am treated. It should be the way I am looked at. So that is envy, but it's envy which comes from a place that is actually good. It comes from a place where Jews are very, very special. And each Jew knows that he or she is special and is special in Hashem's eyes and is very deserving and is uplifted from all typical mankind. Seeing someone else, also a Jew, who is lifted up and better and special, now causes the mistaken envy of this Jew who says, I should have, because I'm so special, I too should have that which that person has. I should be, and all of that person's kavod should be mine. All of that person's regard in other people's eyes should be mine. Now, it's wrong. It's wrong. He says it's maguna, meaning it's terrible. It's terribly negative. It's odious. But it begins at its root from the fact that a Jew has a certain self-esteem, rightly so, has a sense of his or her own chashivas, rightly so. That's what the Maral is now saying. And then he says, the Rael is there, he says, I can prove to you that it's not that we are inherently negative or evil to each other, because ki nira lachush, you can see, ki kasha yagia la'echad tzara, hine akol hem elav ka'ach nigash la'tzara. God forbid somebody needs me, the person who might be the most difficult and contentious and struggling always to be up on top and knocking other people down, comes, God forbid, a time of tzara for other people, and this same person is the kindest, most benevolent, most sensitive, giving soul. Which means he's not inherently negative or evil to fellow man, he's inherently good to his fellow man. But the reason for his not being able to do his ve'aft l'reach kamocha in life is just because he's just caught up in his own sense of his chashivas and what his chashivas and what his sense of dignity should have, demands him to be recognized for, causes him to then make the mistake of being difficult with other people because he can't, and there's an important Yiddish word, fargin. It's difficult for him to fargin that others have maybe some chashivas that he has not yet accomplished, that he has not yet earned. Because he's supposed to be and should be very chashiv, and starts out being very chashiv, he is challenged by seeing chashivas in others that he may not yet have achieved, and he now incorrectly breaks down and tears down someone else because, after all, that person's status should be mine, not his. That's wrong. But it all begins with the fact that a Jew sees himself as something special, which he is, and sees himself as having great responsibilities and great possibilities, which we do all have, because we're Yidden and we are Avdei Hashem. And we have such a special trait of being, each of us, very, very chashuv. That lies at the heart of why a Yid might be so difficult and challenging to another Yid. Because we have a certain, not just self-confidence and a certain self-dignity and self-worth, but because we have indeed chashivas and believe that more chashivas should be accrued by us. But that's something to be earned. That's something we should work at. It's not something that we should, so to speak, try to steal or take away from somebody else or feel doesn't belong to somebody else simply because we don't see it yet in ourselves. So it's a very, very psychologically intuitive piece of Maharal, where a person's chashivas, a Jew's chashivas, is something he needs to carefully monitor, that it not be a cause for him to gain jealousy and become, you know, then difficult with other people, where it's not because he dislikes them and not because he's disrespectful inherently, but because he sees a chashivas that he wishes would be his own. Now, this is something that happens not consciously. This is something that can happen in subconscious ways, that the person doesn't even realize that he looks at others, he sees somebody else's virtue, and doesn't know what irks him, but next thing you know, he's fighting with the guy, he's being negative, he's being critical, he's being contentious, and he's not being mekayem v'haft l'reach kamocha. What lies subconsciously behind it? It could be that the chashivas of the person who he's looking at and watching is irksome because he wishes he had that chashivas. He knows he should have that chashivas. He knows he should have that virtue. Not having it. That's right. It's deep down, it's envy that comes from frustration with oneself. Because the frustration is, I could be, should be, of that status and of that stature. I really want to be, and I should be. The answer is, probably could be, but that's something to be worked at, and not necessarily just seen jealously, but something to achieve. We should always look.
Somehow, it's part of the inherent greatness of Jews.
It's part. Yes,
fall
it's,
into this kind of psychological trap.
I wouldn't call it. It's not a greatness that we fall into the trap, but because of
no,
our
saying,
but because of greatness,
some kind of special relationship.
Because of greatness. Because of greatness, and because of having an affinity to holiness and to greatness, and being truly great and being chashuv, we sometimes make the mistake, then as we interact with others, of seeing in others a certain status and a certain achievement which we wish we had, and without realizing it, it's that sense of envy that causes us to then become oppositional to the other person instead of supportive of the other person, because we wish we could be the ones who have what the other person already is exhibiting, and in order to not feel that we are at a deficit, we knock the other person down. Because if you can take away the other person's chashivas, then it causes my chashivas to be reaffirmed. And the reaffirmation of a person's chashivas is a good thing. But if it's a reaffirmation of Reuven's chashivas by Reuven tearing down and taking away Shimon's chashivas, it's a bad thing. So what the Maral is saying then is very insightful, that people are generally really actually very good and caring about each other. Witness the fact that we'll do anything for each other if someone's in need. But because of the chashivas which we have in ourselves and wish we had more of, we sometimes make the mistake of tearing down and taking away chashivas that we don't yet have that we might see in others. So that's why the Ve'ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha remains so challenging. We have to be able to see the chashivas in others and to know that we have chashivas too, to be self-confident, and if we wish to become even better, by all means, but to abide our chashivas and abide and respect the chashivas, deeply respect the chashivas in others as well at the same time. These are the steps of explaining V'ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha's deficit and paucity sometimes amongst us, the three steps described earlier by the Maharal. Number one, where he says that it's a function of the Gullus and the fact that we're not together with each other, and therefore not together and not aligned with the Beis HaMikdash and not aligned with the Shekhinah, so we're not aligned with each other. And then saying that it's because we are a people who need to be so much a people of one with Hashem, but one, that's why the Satan is specifically going after us and is most dead set on ruining our Achdus and breaking us apart from each other. And then finally he says that it's because we have, each and every one of us, an intrinsic sense of our own chashivas and a desire to maintain it and even enhance it, that we are challenged. Yeah. We are challenged thereby when it's a chashivas not seen in us but seen in someone else, and we sometimes inappropriately respond out of the frustrating desire to be even more chashuv than we might be at the moment.